Eddie felt as if a huge, invisible stone had suddenly rolled off his chest and out of his life. Claudia Inez Bachmann only had 18 letters. So something had added the Y, and why? To make 19, of course. Claudia Bachmann was just a name. Claudia E. Inez Bachmann, though, she was Ka-Tet. Eddie thought they'd just gotten one of the things they'd come here for. Yes, Stephen King had created them. At least he'd created Roland, Jake, and Father Callahan. The rest he hadn't gotten to yet. And he had moved Roland like a piece on a chessboard. Go to Tull, Roland. Sleep with Allie, Roland. Chase Walter across the desert, Roland. But even as he moved his main character along the board, so had King himself been moved. That one letter added to the name of his pseudonym's wife insisted upon it. Something had wanted to make Claudia Bachmann 19, so... Steve? Yes, Eddie of New York. King smiled self-consciously. Eddie could feel his heart beating hard in his chest. What does the number 19 mean to you? King considered. Outside, the wind soughed in the trees. The powerboats whined, and the crow, or another, cawed. Soon along this lake would come the hour of barbecues, and then maybe a trip to town and a band concert on the square, all in this best of all possible worlds. Or just the one most real. At last, King shook his head, and Eddie let out a frustrated breath. Sorry. It's a prime number, but that's all I can come up with. Primes sort of fascinate me, have ever since Mr. Soitchak's Algebra 1 class at Lisbon High, and I think it's how old I was when I met my wife. But she might dispute that. She has a disputatious nature. What about 99? King thought it over, then ticked items off on his fingers. A hell of an age to be. 99 years on the old rock pile, a song called, I think, The Wreck of Old 99. Only it might be the wreck of the Hesperus I'm thinking about. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. We took one down and passed it all around, and there were 98 bottles of beer. Beyond that, nada. This time it was King's turn to look at the clock. If I don't leave soon, Betty Jones is going to call to see if I forgot I have a son, and after I get Joe, I'm supposed to drive 130 miles north. There's that, which might be easier if I quit with the beer. And that in turn might be easier if I didn't have a couple of armed spooks sitting in my kitchen. Roland was nodding. He reached down to his gun belt, brought up a shell, and began to roll it absently between the thumb and forefinger of his left hand. Just one more question, if it does ya. Then we'll go our course and let you go yours. King nodded. Ask it then. He looked at his third can of beer, then tipped it down the sink with an expression of regret. Was it you wrote The Dark Tower? To Eddie, this question made no sense. But King's eyes lit up and he smiled brilliantly. No, he said. And if I ever do a book on writing, and I probably could, it's what I taught before I retired to do this, I'll say so. Not that, not any of them, not really. I know that there are writers who do write, but I'm not one of them. In fact, whenever I run out of inspiration and resort to plot, the story I'm working on usually turns to shit. I don't have a clue what you're talking about, Eddie said. It's like, hey, that's neat. The shell, rolling back and forth between the gunslinger's thumb and forefinger, had jumped effortlessly to the backs of his fingers, where it seemed to walk along Roland's rippling knuckles.
Yes, Roland agreed. It is, isn't it?
It's how you hypnotized Jake at the way station. How you made him remember being killed. And Susan, Eddie thought. He hypnotized Susan the same way, only you don't know about that yet, Cy King. Or maybe you do. Maybe somewhere inside, you know all of it. I've tried hypnosis, King said. In fact, a guy got me up on stage at the Topsom Fair when I was a kid and tried to make me cluck like a hen. It didn't work. That was around the time Buddy Holly died, and the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, Todana, ah, Discordia. He suddenly shook his head as if to clear it, and looked up from the dancing shell to Roland's face.